We're discussing yesterday the mitzvah d'oraisa of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You mentioned that according to the majority of opinions, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, not just b'zman hamikdash, but also b'zman hazeh. And perhaps a related halacha to that mitzvah d'oraisa of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Tzadi Aleph, Amid Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, Ein Yotzin Me Aretz L'Chutz La'aretz, one is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz, Elim Kein Amdu Sosayim Besela, unless the price for commodities, for food, has become so expensive as to be unaffordable, that would be a hetzer to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. But in general, the Braisa, the Gemara quotes, says, Ein Yotzin Me Aretz L'Chutz La'aretz, one is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for Chutz La'aretz. And the Rashbam there explains the reason for this issur is because while you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're a subject to mitzvot that you are no longer able to fulfill when you are no longer in Eretz Yisrael. So by leaving Eretz Yisrael, you're mafkia yourself from those mitzvot that are relevant only in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it is usur, says Rashbam. The Gemara is telling us to leave Eretz Yisrael for Chutz La'aretz, except under those extenuating circumstances. We find a similar Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing the Isser of a Kohen going to Chutz La'aretz because Chazal imposed a Tumas Meis Durabanan status on those who go into Chutz La'aretz. And the Gemara there gives a heter. The Gemara says that a Kohen nonetheless is allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz if the purpose of doing so is Lilmo Torah, Belisa Isha. If the only way he can properly learn and marry is by going to Chutz La'aretz, okay, that's a hetzer for the Kohen, despite the Tumah Drabanan involved, to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. And Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel, says that Dafka, these mitzvos that are chashuvos, Lilmo Torah and Lisa Isha, Dafka, for these mitzvos, there is a hetzer. But for other mitzvos, says Tosfos, there is no heter to leave Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos quotes Sheotos of Rav Chai Gon, who argues and says no, that this heter applies to other mitzvos as well. So you find these two contexts, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara of Basra, Daf Tzadi Aleph, and Issur to leave Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz, except under extenuating circumstances when the price of food has become so unaffordable, so expensive, or when there is a mitzvah to perform, such as Lilmud Torah or Lisa Isha, according to Tosfos, Dafka, those two mitzvahs, according to the Shulchan Aruch Chai Gaon, any mitzvah. One looks in the Rambam, in Hilchos Melachim, Perakei Halacha Tes. Rambam there tells us, it is Aser Latzeis Me'eretz Yisrael L'chutz La'aretz La'olam. It is always forbidden to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. Ella, with the exception of, says the Rambam, Lilmud Torah, Olisa Isha, Ola Hatzil Min Ha'akum, another exception found in the Gemara to save property from the hands of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And then, right afterwards, having fulfilled that objective, V'yachzol Aretz, go back to Eretz Yisrael. V'chein, so too says Rambam, based on Yerushalmi, Yotzehu L'schora, you have a heter not just for Lilmud Torah, Lisa Isha, L'hatzil Min Ha'akum, but also a heter for schora, business purposes. Avalishkon b'chutz la'aretz, but to leave Eretz Yisrael to dwell in Chutz La'aretz, that's also says the Rambam. Unless, as we saw in Bava Basra, chazak sham harav, the famine is so intense in Eretz Yisrael, ad shenaaseh shava dino chitim b'shnei dinarin, that the price of wheat doubles. Okay, then you can leave Eretz Yisrael for Chutz La'aretz. And even then, says the Rambam, it's not a midas chasidus, because after all, machlon v'kilyon, shnei gedoli hador, went out of Eretz Yisrael because of a tzar gedola, and they still were nischaivu kli alamakom. So Rambam Klil is limiting the heter of Yetziah Me'aretz L'Chutz La'aretz to these specific cases of Lilmud Torah, Lisa Isha, L'hatzil Min Ha'akum, or L'schora purposes. Fascinating to note that if one looks at this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, so though we found yesterday in Yerodei Reis Samach Zayin, and in Ebenezer, Ayin Hei, a reflection of the din of the mitzvah d'oraisa of yeshiva sof hazman hazeh. Where does one find this halacha reflected about an ister to leave Eretz Yisrael for chutz l'aretz b'zman hazeh? It comes up, not explicitly in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, if there was to be such a siman in Shulchan Aruch, but it comes up as a kind of tangential reference in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, of all unexpected contexts, siman Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Dalid. Shulchan Aruch there is talking about, we know there's an ister in general for someone to be megaleach, to shave, take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. There is an exception, a few exceptions, based on the Gemara Moed Katan, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Eilam Megalachim Bemoed, these are the ones who have a heter to shave on Chol HaMoed. One of the heterim is Haba Mimedinas Hayam, one who comes from an overseas trip, and he returns on Chol HaMoed itself, or he returns on Erev Yom Tov without any time remaining to take a haircut before Yom Tov. He has heter then, wasn't his fault, to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Provided, and here's the key line, says the Shulchan Aruch, provided shelo yatsa me'aretz Yisrael luchutza la'aretz l'tayel. This heter would not apply if his overseas trip was going from Israel to chutz la'aretz for purposes of l'tayel, just to tour, relaxation, recreation. If his purpose of his trip was from Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz for tiyul purposes, that says the Shulchan Aruch does not give you a heter then upon your return to shave. I couldn't shave beforehand. It's not my fault. Because, as Mishnah Berurah explains, if you leave from Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz l'tayel, then your yitziyah was not bershus, because you performed an iser in leaving in the first place. Leaving from Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz l'tayel is aser, and therefore there's no allowance granted to you upon your return. You're going to throw up your hands and kvetch, I'm sorry, I didn't have time to take a haircut before Chol HaMoed. I was coming back from an overseas trip. We'll tell you, you had no business going overseas. You went be'isr. You went from Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz l'tayel. No such heter to do so. Therefore, you have no heter coming back to claim, oh, what, my fault, I want a heter giluach. Absolutely not. So it's there in that halacha that Mishnah Berurah gives us the definition of when this isra applies, when it doesn't apply. Sif katan yadal and siman tav kuf lamed aleph. Mishnah Berurah says that me'aretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz eino mutter, Ella biyatsa laharviach, business purposes, that we saw in the Rambam in Melachim Heites, oliros pnei chaveiro, to see a friend you haven't seen in a long time. Why is that mutter, says the Rambam, says the Mishnah Berurah, du choshev dvar mitzvah. That's also dvar mitzvah. Liros chaveiro, dvar mitzvah. Interesting. Shemutter lotseis me'eretz Yisrael b'shvil zeh. For a dvar mitzvah, it's mutter, says the Mishnah Berurah. And included in dvar mitzvah is liros pnei chaveiro. What do you say for the Mishnah Berurah? He's not limiting the heter to dafka the mitzvah of Lilmot Torah Lisa Isha like Tosin about Azar Yud Gimel or like the Rambam in Melachim Heites, but rather, and this is cited both in Rav Asher Weiss's Minchas Asher as well as in Sefer Genuzos HaParsha on this week's Parsha, Mishnah Berurah is extending the heter to any Devar Mitzvah. Any Devar Mitzvah. You're allowed to be Yotzei Me'eretz Yisrael L'chutz La'aretz. And therefore you have a heter then L'galeach upon your return if you couldn't shave before your return and you came back on Chol HaMoed. But if you're only going with Tayel Ba'alma, when there is an Isser Latzes Me'eretz Yisrael L'chutz La'aretz, Lo Etir Lo L'Galeach, then there's no Heter. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah's Hagdar. Whenever there's a Yitzia Me'eretz L'chutz La'aretz L'tzorach Schora, or L'tzorach Mitzvah, even L'Ros Pnei Chaveiro, that's Mutter. But the Tayel Ba'alma is Aser. So it raises the obvious question. Tayel Ba'alma is Aser. So the Bein Hazmanim vacationers who decide that I've been up north enough times now, I'm going now to Schweiz or to wherever else people are traveling to. So is that begedder this Isser or not? So that's a fascinating Shaila. Rav Asher Weiss cites a Tshuvas Shevet Alevi, Shmuel Vosner. Is there a makom lahatir to leave Eretz Yisrael to relax in the mountains? Maybe he's talking about Switzerland, maybe not, I don't know. To go to Chutz La'aretz to the mountains, is that mutter? So, Shevet Levi is matter because seeing the flos habore is itself a matter of significance. Halavai we shall be zocha to have that kavanah in mind when we go to see the mountains, to be inspired in Avas Hashem, seeing the flos habore. But that's the Shevet Levi in Chela Kei, Simen Kufay and Gimel, his argument as to why it should be mutter to go to see beautiful features of nature, to inspire oneself with the flos habore. He says that would be a heter to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Again, interesting Shaila to discuss the Gedra Hadin as to when the heter applies.